Well, here we are with our page of information on recovering the Baron. You know, this is perhaps a page that doesn't really belong in this book. You know, I've called this book Your First Print, and nominally it's aimed at the person who is, you know, just getting started in woodblock printmaking. And among the people who were testing this book for me and giving me advice on some of the things I was putting into it, their comment came, look, Dave, do not put this page in there. People who are looking through the book trying to think about whether they want to make a print or not, they're going to see this, they're going to watch that video, and they're going to think, I cannot do this. This is complicated. It's just too difficult for a beginner. And they're right, actually it is. I know when I myself was first learning how to make woodblock prints, I know I went for, I can't imagine, 2-3 years or something without actually learning how to do this. The Baron I had was a cheap plastic Baron, but it was covered with bamboo skin like this. But I used it so seldom, and I pressed with such a delicate pressure that the skin didn't wear out. So I went for, like I said, a few years without tying it. So it's perhaps, what they said is perhaps true. This page doesn't belong here, and I should have either saved it for the next volume of Experience Techniques, or I should have put it in the appendix out of the way. But counterbalancing that was a feeling that this book, although, like I said, it's nominally aimed at a beginner, really is also a kind of a fundamental survey of the basic techniques used by people who are making Japanese-style woodblock prints. And to make the book have that kind of function as well, I think this page needs to be here. So if you are a beginner or someone who is thinking about, you know, learning how to do this, please don't panic about this. This isn't something you're going to need to know on your first day. And if you go ahead and get one of those plastic Barons, this isn't going to be something you need to do anyway. So watch the video, have a good laugh at it, and then just flip the page and get busy with making your first woodblock print.